Hello, welcome to Reflections on the Scriptures. My name's Murray Shanks. You know, when I was a kid, Easter seemed to run a long second to Christmas. Christmas was by far the best because you got heaps more presents. Easter was okay because there was chocolate, but Christmas was by far the best. As I grew older, I began to understand more fully what Easter was all about. After I became a Christian, Easter took on new significance for me. I went to church not simply because Mum and Dad made me. I went to church because there was significance in what we were doing in remembering that most significant of all days, the day when death was defeated, the day that Jesus rose from the dead. You know, what we celebrate at Easter is something that no other religion can celebrate. If you're a Muslim, your leader, Muhammad, died June 8th, 632 AD, at the age of 61. Millions of people go to the tomb, which his body occupies to this very day. All the leaders of the man-made religions have either died or will die. Only Jesus, the one and only Son of God, has defeated death. Today we celebrate the victory that we can have through Jesus, victory over death. The Apostle Paul declares in 1 Corinthians, he says, "Where, O death, where is your victory? Where, O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The one event that has changed history like no other is the resurrection of Jesus. It changed the way people worshipped, the way people treated women, the way nations treated their underprivileged and oppressed. Millions of individuals have been changed because of the power of the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is the single most important event in the history of humanity. More important than the invention of the wheel, more important than the rise of Gaius Julius Caesar, more important than the medical breakthroughs, more important than the defeat of Hitler, more important than the invention of the microprocessor and the rise of artificial intelligence, more important than landing on the moon. Nothing comes close to the importance of this single event in history. Today, I want us to look at the power, at this power, the power of the resurrection. You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ has the power to actually turn lives around. Peter says to us, "All honour to God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is his boundless mercy that has given us the privilege of being born again, so that we are now members of God's own family." The first thing that happens when we decide to follow Jesus, when we confess that we are sinful and that we need his forgiveness, is that we are born again. This is the first step in a changed life. Have you ever wished that you could just start again? Have you ever felt like you've made such a mess of things that there's no way in the world that you could make things right? Your life has had so many false starts, so many wrong turns, so many things that you just wish that you could somehow do over. Jesus gives us that chance when we give our lives to him. He gives us the chance to start again completely afresh. It doesn't matter if you're 70, 80, 90 years old, it's never too late to be born again. In his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." You can go online to your local bookshop, Amazon, or to the local library, and there you will find hundreds of self-help books, books that will supposedly change your life and turn things around for you. If only you'll follow a few guidelines, develop some new habits, learn to think differently. More than ever, there are self-help podcasts and YouTube videos in abundance. You can go to seminars and join work groups. You can sign up for online courses. The problem is that you're always going to have to deal with the fundamental problem that we are inherently weak and sinful. We can't fix up the problem of sinfulness on our own. We need help from someone outside of the system, someone more powerful, someone wiser, and someone who isn't damaged or polluted themselves by the effects of sin. I believe with everything I've got that there is no problem in human life that is not solved through apprenticeship to Jesus. The only way a person's life can truly be changed is by asking the Lord Jesus to come in and change them from the inside out. The Bible tells us that because of the power of the resurrection of Jesus, we too have the opportunity to start anew. It says that when we are in Christ, we become a new creation, a new person. And we do not have to be shackled to our past. When we're born again, when the power of the resurrection of Jesus is let loose on our sins, the Bible says that God removes our sins as far away from us as the east is from the west. We find that in Psalm 103. Have you ever thought about that? When you go north and keep heading north, what happens? Well, eventually you start going south, don't you? When you head east or west, you never stop. You can just keep on heading east. They never meet. God puts our sins that far from us. It's like kind of like the idea of infinity. You'll just never, ever get your head around it. It's that far. The power of the resurrection changes lives. Look at these examples of changed lives. When you look in the Bible, you'll see people who, before the resurrection, were scared to death. The disciples who walked with Jesus for 3 years were hiding in fear when they crucified Jesus. They all pretty much turned to jelly when the heat was turned up. At that stage, they just didn't really understand who Jesus was. They were close to seeing him, but they really didn't get it until after the resurrection. On the night that he was arrested, Peter denied knowing Jesus 3 times before the morning came. Thomas didn't think that Jesus was going to come back, and when he did, he didn't believe until he touched Jesus himself. James, the brother of Jesus, didn't believe Jesus at first and even mocked him. After the resurrection, we find James preaching with the other apostles, and he was an important part of the church. The Bible says that Jesus appeared to his brother after the resurrection, and that changed everything. James eventually would write one of the books of the Bible where he called himself a bondservant of the Lord. Jude, who was another brother of Jesus, wrote the book of Jude, and he also called himself a bondservant of the Lord. Peter, the one who denied Jesus, experienced an incredible change. Within days, we find Peter boldly proclaiming Christ in public, preaching to thousands of people. What changed this man from being a coward to fearlessly preaching Christ and eventually dying a martyr's death? The power of the resurrection. I could spend all day on this point because Jesus has changed so many lives. I could have asked heaps of you to give a testimony at this point. We could have spent hours listening to the ways that God has changed lives through the power of the resurrection. You're listening to a person, Jesus has changed. Jesus has changed me. The power of the resurrection has changed me. And I know that it has changed many of you as well. Had Jesus not defeated death, he would not have been able to do anything for me. Defeating death proved he was the Son of God. The only way for a person to truly change from the inside out is through Jesus living in them. So the resurrection has the power to change lives. The resurrection also has the power to heal relationships. Because Jesus has the power to change our lives, because of the implications of the resurrection, he can also heal relationships. Let's look at Peter again. He denied Jesus when he was afraid, and that obviously fractured their relationship. In the Gospel of Mark, when the women entered the empty tomb, an angel told them that Jesus had risen. Then he said this to them, but go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you'll see him just as he told you. Jesus knew that Peter had turned his back on him when he was about to die. But Jesus wanted to heal the relationship with Peter. When they finally met together, 3 times, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Had Jesus never risen from the dead? Who knows what would have happened to Peter? The guilt may have killed him. I mean, certainly that's what happened to Judas, isn't it? He was so overcome with guilt that he immediately went out and hung himself. I've seen marital relationships that were healed because of Jesus and the effect that Jesus had on the lives of those who are having trouble. Jesus can heal parent-child relationships, relationships that appear to be beyond repair, sins committed that would appear unforgivable. And yet people give testimony to the power of the resurrection to heal the most fractured of relationships. Do you know why Jesus can do this? Jesus can do this because his bones are not lying dead in some tomb. He is risen and he now sits at the right hand of God. That's the most powerful position in the whole universe. The power of the resurrection is to heal relationships. But the greatest relationship that Jesus can heal is the relationship between God and us. We're either with God or we're against God. There's no middle ground. You either belong to God or you do not. When we committed our first sin, we died spiritually. In the book of Genesis, we read, this is Genesis 2, verse 15, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die.' God said to them, 'Let me worry about what is right and what is wrong. Trust me on this. You don't have the breadth of view to be able to make this call. Let me worry about what is right and what is wrong. If you eat of that tree, you will certainly die.'" We know the story, don't we? They ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge and of good and evil, but they didn't die. Well, they didn't die physically straight away on that day. They were evicted from the garden and eventually lived on and on for many years, having lots of children along the way, but they did die spiritually that day. Things were never the same again after they rebelled against God. And the echoes of that rebellion have been passed down generation after generation, all through history, right down to us today. Sin fractures or breaks the relationship with God because God is holy. It's part of his very nature. And you won't have anything to do with sin, but Jesus can now restore that relationship because of what he did for us on the cross, and because God raised him from the dead. So the resurrection of Jesus has the power to change lives and to heal broken relationships. It also, this is very important, has the power to cleanse us. One of the ways, in fact, the primary way that Jesus restores our relationship with God is because he can forgive our sins. He can wipe them away. As I said before, he sends our sins as far as the east is from the west. 1 John 1, verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins to him, he can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong." That is the power of the resurrection, that Jesus is able to cleanse us from our sins. All we need to do is confess our sins to God. Confession is simply agreeing with God that we're sinful, to admit to God that we have sinned. You no longer have to live with the guilt of your sin. That's what Satan wants you to do, because guilt will paralyze you and keep you from living the life that God has for you. Guilt is like a ball and chain that you carry around with you. Jesus wants to remove the ball and chain from you and set you free to love him and serve him. The Bible says that if we can simply confess our sins, he can be depended on to forgive us and cleanse us from those sins. God wipes your slate clean when you give your life to Jesus. Sin keeps us from God, but because of the power of the resurrection, Jesus can repair the damage of sin in our life. And it doesn't just happen once. The power of the resurrection keeps on purifying us and will eventually make us like Jesus. Paul wrote to the Philippians, he said in Philippians 1 verse 6, he said, "And I am sure that God who began the good work in you will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns." The power of the resurrection means that everyone who makes Jesus Lord will not only be cleansed completely and utterly from all the bad things that they've done in the past, it also means that he will be working in you to stop you from ever wanting to do those bad things in the future. And eventually, we will all be made perfect, just like Jesus. So the resurrection of Jesus has the power to change lives, to heal broken relationships, to cleanse us, and most importantly, it has the power to save us. Frank Peretti tells the story of a family driving on vacation, and a bumblebee flew into the car. One of the children was deathly allergic to bee stings. In fact, he'd nearly died from one some years earlier. The doctors had warned the family that another such sting could be fatal. Of course, the boy became hysterical. The quick-thinking father pulled off the road and caught the bee in his hand, and the boy relaxed. But after a moment, With a grimace on his face, the dad let the bee go. Once again, the boy became upset and jumped into the back seat trying to get away from the bee. The dad calmed him down, saying, "Don't worry, son. You don't have to be afraid." And the father showed his son the palm of his hand that was beginning to swell and revealed the stinger. And the dad said, "It's okay. Now all he can do is buzz. This is what could have killed you, but I took the sting away." That's exactly what Jesus did for us on the cross. And that's why Paul could say, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Because of Christ's resurrection, because of the power of the resurrection to the Christian, all death can do is buzz. A dead person cannot save you. But Jesus, on the other hand, has already defeated death. We will all die physically, but death does not need to be the end for it. In fact, Jesus said, this is recorded in John's Gospel, "Very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death." Those who are found to be in Christ, who is the very author of life, will never see or taste death. Hallelujah. The scriptures clearly tell us that we're all sinners. We all fall short of God's standard and we all need saving. Jesus' one mission was to save lost people. That was his mission. And the only way to complete that mission was not only to die, but to rise again from the dead. If you take the resurrection out of Christianity, then you have nothing. We have no future hope. It's only in his rising that death is defeated. It's only in his rising that we have such a glorious future hope. Today, if you believe that Jesus rose from the dead, then you have no logical choice than to surrender your life to him today. Oh, I cannot think of a better day than today for you to give your life to Jesus, particularly at Easter when we celebrate the day that he gave his life for you. Jesus could have gotten off the cross. God could have saved him. Jesus could have refused, but he didn't. He freely gave himself up for you. Don't let his sacrifice go to waste. Come to Jesus today. What a great time to give your life to Jesus. What a great time to let the power of the resurrection transform your life, to heal your relationships, both with God and with others. What a great time to let the power of the resurrection cleanse and save you. If you'd like to make that step right now, I'm going to give you that opportunity. I'd like us just to bow our heads. If you would like to give your life to Jesus, if you're sorry for being rebellious and sinful and you'd like the Lord Jesus to come in and change you, if you'd like a completely fresh start, you can have a completely fresh start today. It's very simple. Let me lead you in a prayer of saving faith. You just pray this prayer along with me in the quietness of your own heart and soul, and Jesus will hear every word. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the things that I've done. I'm sorry for being rebellious and self-centered at times. I'm sorry for walking my own way. I want to turn toward you now. Jesus, thank you for taking my place on the cross. Thank you for dying for me. Forgive me, Lord. I ask you to come into my life and change me from within. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today, be assured that the Lord heard your prayer. He came and died for one reason, to save sinners. And that's what's just happened for you. Amen.